Today on Rediscovered Radio, we meet a legendary Yellow Springs disc jockey. Music programs have been a mainstay on YSO since it began broadcasting nearly 60 years ago. Community Voices producer Jocelyn Robinson takes us back now to the 1960s.
In 1965, a kid named Gene Lohman came to Yellow Springs to attend Antioch College. He brought with him an almost encyclopedic knowledge of popular music, especially R&B. As a child, Gene had been bedridden with measles, with only a transistor radio for company. That inspired a lifelong passion for artists recording on labels like Savoy, Chess, and Stax.
Yo, when I was a kid, every bit of allowance I got went to records. Because, you know, my parents bought my clothes and fed me and, you know, gave me a place to stay. And my dad lent me this wonderful radio in early 1961. Great old Magnavox console radio with a 12-inch speaker so I could really hear the bass. And that's when I really started, you know, feeling what music was about.
Eventually, the music would take over, and Clean Gene, as he came to be known, could be found spinning vinyl at college dances and hitting the WYSO airwaves with his weekly show, The Rhythm and Blues Express. In the WYSO archives, we have a recording of one of Gene Lohman's programs that aired back in the early 1980s. It's a special retrospective on the fall of 1965, and it gives color and context to every song on the playlist.
Another fine record from The Animals, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, followed by yet another debut record from The Vogues, a group from Pittsburgh who had a small series of hits on the CO and CE label from Pittsburgh, like the group, and that was the first of them, a thing called You're the One.
There are artists like Sam and Dave, The Yardbirds, Bob Dylan, The Supremes, Fontella Bass, and British folk rock band The Silky. It's like a college course in 1960s pop music.
The Silky's version of You Got to Hide Your Love Away. Clean Gene Lohman with the fall of 1965 edition of the Rhythm and Blues Express 10-year retrospective. Right now it's time to make way for a station break, perhaps some local announcements, and I'll be back.
Do you have a favorite song from that time that if you heard it right now, it would just take you right back to that moment? And
that winter of 66, yes, it is Drive My Car by the Beatles, because that had not been released in the States yet. That was on the British Rubber Soul. But I ran into somebody at the college who had a copy of British Rubber Soul. So most of the time when I did a show, I'd borrow that. And that was the hit of that winter in Yellow Springs, even though very few people had ever heard it. So, yeah, absolutely. Great song. Beep, 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 yeah. Yep, that's funny you asked that. Absolutely. That one song, just because I was playing it, basically nobody else was, which was big fun. Well, I kind of forgot about that. But, boy, that fall of 65, my goodness.
Right now, I'm going to play a couple of the wilder records from the fall of 1965.
While it's been years since he's had a show on the air, Clean Gene and his record machine can be found every Wednesday evening from 5 to 9 at Peach's Bar and Grill in downtown Yellow Springs. He might be playing CDs instead of 45s, but he's still taking requests, just like he did back then. I feel nothing.
And this is Clean Gene, running behind schedule, as always it seems. Got most of the way through the fall of 1965. We'll be continuing fall of 65 and get into the early part of 1966
on next week's show. So y'all hang in there till next week, and thanks for listening.
For Rediscovered Radio at WISO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.
Rediscovered Radio is made possible in part by Ohio Humanities, a state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. You can hear the entire Fall of 65 retrospective, an extended interview with Clean Jean, and see photos from back in the day at WISO.org.